This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Of all the bills you pay on a monthly basis, your water bill is probably one of the smallest. But that doesn't mean that water is cheap. We dam rivers, create huge pipelines, and build treatment plants, all in order to deliver water clean enough to drink. And then we flush it down the toilet. Now, think about this. If we took all the water we use to bathe and wash our clothes, the so-called gray water, most of us would have enough to water our lawns and handle all of our landscaping needs. And getting that water from your shower to your front lawn is pretty simple. In fact, many people do the installation themselves. But that doesn't always go over well with the local plumbing inspector. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Jimmy Lozama is a bike messenger in Los Angeles. One day, he had an epiphany.
The epiphany I had was one day I was working in an apartment and just doing some really heavy-duty work, and I was getting filthy.
Jimmy lives with his wife, Josie, and their 2-year-old son in a place called the Eco Village. It's an apartment building with 40 units whose residents share a mission to reduce their environmental impact. So that day, the water was shut off for maintenance work.
So I thought ahead and I filled up a five-gallon thing of water. And so I go to take a shower with my 5 gallons of warm water. And come to find out that I used something like 2 gallons of all that water to become very, very clean.
Now, a typical shower uses anywhere from 2.5 to 5 gallons of water per minute.
That's a ton of water that can just be used to do a lot more than just take a shower, which is really quite simple. So in that moment, I was like, well, we got to do something different here, at least in my family.
Jimmy did a little research and decided to install a system to take the water from his shower to a banana plant in the garden outside his apartment. He chose the banana plant for a reason. Both his father and his grandfather worked on banana plantations in Honduras. Once the system was installed,
any day I took a shower or came in and did something where water was being taken out of this unit, it was going directly to feed my plants, to like grow food, you know? So, yeah, it was great.
But then the city plumbing inspector discovered that one of the parts Jimmy used wasn't up to code, so he had to disconnect his system. California allows residents to install a gray water system without a permit, but only in single-family houses. And since Jimmy lives in an apartment, he had to get an exemption. So he went to Osama Yusan, head of the Green Building Division at the Los Angeles Department of Building and Safety. Yusan was familiar with the Eco Village, so he granted the exemption.
You know, gray water has been in the city in a long time. I remember in the 80s when I first started with the city, there was a pilot program to do gray water, but it went away.
When a drought hit Southern California in early 2000, it prompted a shift in thinking at the state level.
The drought that we had, the shortage of water, is what made people come back and say, no, we should have gray water as means of saving, water savings. And that's when the state started looking seriously at it.
Now, there are two types of systems you can install without a permit. One is called a branch drain system, like Jimmy's. It takes water from your shower drain. The other is called a laundry to landscape. It sends water from your washing machine to your yard. There are restrictions to keep gray water from coming in contact with people and pets.
You have to use it within 24 hours. You can't store it on site. And when you put it on the landscape, it can't be in the air.
In other words, no tanks or barrels and no sprinklers. The water is dispersed directly through mulch or pebbles. These simple systems won't work on a typical grass lawn. To use gray water on those, you'd have to install a more complicated system. But Wade Graham's yard is not typical. Graham is a landscape designer who installs gray water systems, and he recently installed one at his own house.
And I have a weakness for aloes, so I've got about 50 species of aloes.
Graham's house sits on a hill, and his front yard is so steep you have to zigzag up a walkway to get to his front door. The path is lined with citrus trees, bay laurel hedges, and California meadow sedge, a grass that responds well to subsurface irrigation.
So let me show you how it works on the inside.
Wade walks me to a narrow hallway at the back of the house with a washer and dryer.
Just so happened to need to do a load. Let's do it.
Gray water is perfectly safe for landscaping and gardening as long as you use plant-based soaps and detergents.
So this is coconut oil-based, and it turns out to be much nicer on your skin and everything.
The water from this load of laundry will travel through some pipes and make its way here to the front yard, where Graham lifts a ceramic tile and steam rises from a hole in the ground, where the soapy water will percolate into mulch. Graham says that he will never have to use a hose to water his plants again.
It's insanity that this isn't required for all buildings. I mean, we bring water from hundreds and hundreds of miles away. We kill a lot of fish to do it. We spend a lot of money treating it so that you can drink it, and then we just kind of, you know, wash our clothes and our dishes with it, and then we have to spend a lot more money to treat it again.
Because water is relatively cheap, installing a system doesn't mean you'll save a ton of money on your water bill. According to a recent study by Greywater Action, it would take a family of four anywhere from 4 to 14 years to cover the cost of installing a system. And that's if you do it yourself. If you pay a contractor, it could take more than 40 years, depending on water rates. One contractor told me that the only people who hire him to install Greywater systems are people that have an innate dislike of waste. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And to see what it costs to install a Greywater system and how long it would take for you to recover the costs, we have a chart at marketplace.org.